Bem-vinda, Papai do Céu, Mãe de Jesus, amor de Pai. Bem-vinda, Papai do Céu, Mãe de Jesus,
thank God again for today. Today is the last night for me.
Je vous remercie en d'appart. Lasso, I can give Tanaki Bismillah.
So, Brother Ide is still here.
Peter Ide, I'm mad again.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Ide is now from Bangui.
Peter Ide, for some of us to Bangui.
Amen.
We shall give him land to build.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we have been studying the Word of God since Monday night.
And we
are looking at darkness the first two nights, Monday and Tuesday. We looked at darkness in the heart and also light coming into the midst of darkness. And yesterday we saw that when the light comes, it will create a kingdom in the midst of the darkness. So God has come to create a kingdom of light, of righteousness. And we saw the white fence, the blank fence, which speaks of the testimony of our righteousness.
So far, témoignage.
So you cannot say you are a child of God when you are not walking in righteousness. Because the light in you will shine. To bring judgment to the darkness. So today, we are going to talk a little bit more about the fence, and then we will talk about the altar. And after that, we will talk about something else. You also find, we will talk about the basin. There is a basin here. That is filled with water. Amen. Before the person enters into this, into what the Bible calls the tabernacle. This is not a very good drawing.
So I can do this.
It's just showing that there are two parts. The second one and the third one. So this is the first part. Then this is the second and then this is the third. Amen. Now, this fence had 20 pillars that was holding it. There were 20. Amen.
So there were,
there were 20 pillars.
Akena potokwe baluse. So see at Buni Nandu.
And what does the 20 mean? What does 20 represent?
Redemption.
So we see the message of redemption again. Then on this side you are, there were 10 pillars.
Na la journey ikena photo balako.
Amen. There were 10.
At the balako.
What does the 10 mean?
Balako termine.
What does 10 mean?
The 10 commandments.
10 means the law of God.
Di commandement zo afa.
So 10 also means the rule of God. So when you look at it, it speaks of the kingdom of God. Amen. So we are redeemed from darkness into the kingdom of God.
Avoyi na bingo.
The book of Colossians says that he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. So if somebody asks you, how are you transferred from darkness to light? You tell him it is by redemption. Now, redemption means something that God does for you, not what you do for yourself. So, it's not what you do that makes you redeemed from sin. It is what God has done for you, and then you receive it as a gift in the work, in the price that Christ has paid for you by His blood.
Redemption.
So Christ died for us on the cross. So nobody here is going to die on the cross anymore because he has already done it. But you receive the redemption by faith. By believing what he has done for you. So the Bible says we are saved by grace, not by our own works. So, grace through the death of Jesus brings us into the kingdom of God.
Grâce, na leiti chiffre 20 zo, à travers passe, tribulation, amouyi, azar, na yati lumière tu d'abord.
Now, let us examine the pillars. There are 20 pillars.
Apportez-nous quoi que 20 à longueur.
So this is the pillar.
Apportez-nous là.
Then it had the pillar was made of brass.
Akotoni asarani na argent.
Where is brass now? Brass. Okay, we didn't mention it. Okay, brass means judgment, justice.
Argent attend jugement. Enfin, argent, il y a jugement, le jugement.
So, the pillar was made of brass.
Pour tenir ça en argent.
And it had a hook. It had a hook. And then it had something that was fitted into it. Made of brass.
So
the hook and what the Bible calls fillet means was made of silver. That's the word now. No. Okay. Was made of silver. And silver means redemption.
Pardon. Brass is also like bronze. Like a bronze. Do you so? Duty tipo to so asana bronze. Nati bronze so asambela duna yani. E apotoni veni asarani na argent. Si ayor na niawe na luchida. Argent ni atene ake jugement. Bronze ni non, bronze ni ake jugement, argent ake redemption.
This, I think I'm mixing it up. Okay. So, when you look at the fence of this house, you have pillars. But the pillar is made of cement, cast. So that the fence will not fall. So this fence also has pillars so that it will not fall. And the pillar is empty, but it is filled with silver to give it weight so that it will not shake. And then there was a hook where they used thread to hold the fence. So, your salvation in Christ is based on the redemption that you have by the blood of Jesus. And when you stand as a believer, this is the earth. Yeah? This is the earth.
So c'est là.
And the earth is carnality, is it not? So for you to continue to remain a believer, whenever you meet the earth, you must judge it. So you can see brass judging the earth.
Because
we are in the world. Whenever you meet the world, your life should judge the world. Not the world overcoming you. Amen.
Amen.
When you want to get married, You are coming into the world. You are coming into the culture of Bangi. Culture of
the tribes. Ja Amara Abana
Amanda.
Amanda.
Yes. Amara. All those ones. Amen. So when you go to Amara, you go with judgment.
Amen.
As you are going to get married, you are going to judge the tradition. You're not going to submit to the tradition. You go to Basso, you judge the tradition. Amen. So when you go to Amara, you are going to judge dot, no tradition, no dowry. Because you are standing in judgment. Because Christ has separated you from the world. You're not going to go to Amara and go and become under the, amen. Because you are now from Zion. Amen. You are born in Amara, now you are in Zion. So you go to judge it. Hallelujah. When it is time to do burial, you tell them, I'm from Zion. I'm standing in judgment against the culture, tradition of Amara, of Ben.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You bring judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you do not stand in judgment, your fence will fall. Your testimony will fall. Do you understand? Amen. When you do not stand in, you compromise with the world, your testimony as a believer. Hallelujah. That's why when you relate with the world, you must judge the world. So the book of 1 John says, love not the world. Everything that is in the world, don't love it. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, the book of James chapter 4 verse 1 says, if you are a friend of the world, then you are an enemy of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, there are 20 pillars of brass standing. Now, on this side and this side, there were 10 pillars. Now, I told you that that the length of this gate is 20 cubits. So there were 15 cubits, making 30 plus 20. To give you 50.
Amen.
So, let us do some mathematics now. Grass. Time for mathematics. So, there are 10 pillars here and 10 pillars. So how many pillars for the gate? How many pillars for this side? How many pillars for this side? To make 10 pillars.
Donc poteau que nanga gbani poteau que mbage.
Ah, masala. Hein? Who knows?
3 this side, 3 that side, and 4 in the middle.
Gladio! Bang, 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 bang! Amen! Gladio! Amen! bam, 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 bam. You don't want to clap. Bam, 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 bam. Amen. So, there are four pillars in the gate. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Donc,
amen. What does four mean? Remember.
Quatre. Si, si, because of quatre années.
Who remember what?
Quatre.
Bienvenue. Four means what? Pourquoi? No, 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 no. Okay, well, judgment, judgment. Tribulation. Judgment, tribulation.
Jugement.
Hallelujah. So the Bible says that we must enter the kingdom of God with what?
Tribulation.
With tribulation. Amen.
Dites
la peine, la passe.
So when you want to enter the kingdom of God, you meet tribulation. So look at the tribulation here, the cross. The cross. Amen.
Amen.
You must enter the kingdom of God through the cross of Christ. So, your soul, this is the soul. So this is the soul. The soul has four parts.
Am agena a parti osho.
Your soul has four parts.
Am agena a parti osho a parti osho.
Who can tell us the four parts of the soul? La volonté. Bon.
La pensée.
La.
The mind.
Pensée, mind.
Pensée.
Pensée.
Yes.
C'est bon.
Le désir.
Le désir. C'est bon.
Grâce à. C'est quoi?
La émotion.
Émotion.
Émotion. Amen. So, again, pensée.
Volonté.
Désir. Émotion. Excellent. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the Bible uses something to show pensée. What is the nature of pensée?
La Bible utilise pensée à retourner, pour faire retourner.
Par l'homme.
Pensée.
Par l'homme. Dieu utilise
le
mot
par l'homme.
La pensée. Par l'homme, ça dit.
L'homme is will.
L'homme is
lamb.
L'homme, yes. L'homme
be lamb.
L'homme. Man.
That's man.
Yes.
Man is design. The nature of your man.
La matière de l'homme.
Okay, désir. Nature of man. Very. Pensée.
Et la pensée, c'est quoi? Pensée, c'est l'aigle.
L'aigle. Hein? Aigle. When you want to pray, then your mind goes to marché.
Quand tu veux prier, ta pensée part au marché.
Goes to marché. Amen.
Amen.
Good. So, how about emotion?
Comment se met l'émotion?
Lion.
Lion.
Simba.
Simba. Lion.
Lion. Lion. So that means there is lion inside your heart.
Na bet mon ka bamara kada.
ego in your mind.
Penses-tu que tu es un aigle?
Then this one is ox. Ox.
So after beef.
Stubborn.
Toi que ngasagbaga.
Grace, go to market. I'm not going to go.
Beef.
Beef.
Ngasagbaga ou bien beef ou bien
mbah. Not the beef.
Beef.
It's ox.
Beef. Le côté têtu. Moi, tu le sais, tu es ok.
La sambaga.
Ngasa.
So they say grass, go to market. I'm not going to go. Go, grass, go. Grass, go sleep. And I'm not going to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see, the natures of the soul must come to justice. Amen. It must come to justice.
That justice.
So, cross.
So, again, you pass it.
So, and the Bible says that when we are born into the world, we are born in sin, in darkness. When Adam disobeyed God, what did you think happened? Darkness entered the heart.
Bingo,
and began to multiply. You multiply to the mind, multiply to the design, multiply to the will, multiply to everywhere, darkness. Amen.
Amen.
So this soul must enter this kingdom of God through four pillars. Tribulation and judgment.
Amen.
Because the soul, he said, has committed so many sins, so many crimes, it must pay the price.
Parce que
Amen. So God told the children of Israel to receive forgiveness from their sin, you must bring an offering. So in the Old Testament, they will bring. Some people bring goat, bring ram, or bring cow, different, you know, different things.
Bel Testament, Amen. Jagana ngasa, agana anyamati tena falisi meneni asukura shoparitera.
So God says, when you bring your animal, you must lay your hand on the animal.
Biba tena, chomogana yamani, mozati tima viti yamani.
And when you do that, you are accepting that that animal is going to stand in your place, will be killed on your behalf. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ came as a Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen. That is why you must lay your hand on Jesus Christ. You must believe on Jesus Christ. That he died on your behalf. You must receive his blood in your mind. You must receive the blood in your emotion, in your desire, in your will. Everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
When you wake up in the morning, say, I receive the blood of Jesus Christ. Every morning, say, oh God, I receive the blood. Anytime in the afternoon, you remember, say, oh, I receive the blood now. Every time, you should be receiving the blood. Amen.
Amen.
Because that blood washes your heart clean. When a bad thought enters your mind, you, when you remember, you say, you wash your mind with the blood. Amen. When you get angry and it brings, it disturbs your nature, you bring the blood of Jesus and wash. Amen.
Amen.
So, for you as a believer, the way to be clean is what? Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that we have received redemption and forgiveness of sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. I remember we told you that the blood of Jesus is not a liquid, it is a spirit.
Amen.
It's a spirit. And it was it's a spirit that was released at the foundation of the world. Bible says the Lamb was slain at the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The blood of Jesus is older than the juju priest in your village.
Mais Jésus Christ a plus vieux mille ans à Dikundu na yuati yoroso ngangoso comme ça encore.
The blood of Jesus is older than the witchcraft in your village. Amen.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, you enter into the kingdom of God, and the devil cannot touch you.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus has broken the power of Bangi, Bindo, everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, you are high every above every principality and power. Hallelujah. But remember, you must receive the blood. You must hide under the blood. Amen. You must always hide under the blood. As long as you are hiding under the blood, the devil cannot touch you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So this blood must be applied on the mind, on the desire, on the emotion, on the will. Amen.
Amen.
So that is what you find here.
Amen.
This altar has four sides. It has four equal sides.
Ah, I can talk carry.
This one is 5 cubits. Amen.
Amen.
Let me, I guess.
This one is, guess what? How many? 5 cubits. Amen.
Amen. I can today.
Is that a lot of good news?
Grass.
Amen.
Amen.
So, judgment, grace. Hallelujah. So God is not only going to judge. He also brings you grace. Hallelujah.
Grace.
So the judgment of God is to bring you to redemption, to save you. Hallelujah. God doesn't judge you to destroy you. In other words, God judges you in love. Hallelujah. Because God loves you, He will judge the sin in my life. Hallelujah. God will not tolerate sin in my life. He will judge it. And that judgment is to save me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So You can see the mind. This is the mind.
So
this is the emotion. This is the desire. This is the will. So this altar, this soul, through tribulation enters the kingdom of God.
I'm so na ya passe de tribulation à li na ti wa ti da.
So it comes to an altar. This is an altar. Do you know that you are the altar of God? Your life is the altar. Do you know they teach you that an altar is somewhere in your village where there's big tree, and when you're going there you run, you don't walk, you're afraid. They tell you that's the altar. Then when you enter, you see feather on the ground. You see some broken bottles and pots. And you see some animals that have sacrificed to the altar. So the altar of God is afraid of a small physical altar.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know this night that you are the altar. You are the biggest altar in the whole world. Amen. Hallelujah. The altar is the place where the spirits dwell. That's where as an altar. And the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the biggest spirit, is dwelling in your heart. So your heart is the altar of God. Amen. An altar is the place you bring worship, is it not? David in the Psalms says, "My soul praise the Lord." Hallelujah. David said, "Let everything that is within me praise the Lord." Hallelujah. So you are the altar of God. Hallelujah. So because your heart is the altar, you guard it. You guard it with all diligence.
Come.
You protect it. You won't allow bad thoughts to come in. You won't allow bad feelings to enter. When you are relating with the opposite sex, you make sure that you don't allow wrong feelings to enter your heart. Amen. You won't go and listen to music or watch films that will arouse, you know, wrong emotions in you and will defy your heart. You keep your heart clean. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So when you go into the world, you remember brass. You are standing on brass so that you can guard your heart. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us that this altar has something like a mesh. And this is where they bring the animal and they offer it to God. Amen.
Amen.
If you are a believer, Jesus is the Lamb upon your throne. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says he was slain from the foundation of the world.
Bible says, "Afa pari go to the fina fondation of the world."
And that blood is always washing. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us that there are four horns. Four. There are four horns here.
Horns.
Horn, yeah.
Horn. Then many didi. Many times didi, I will show the other person.
And the horn speaks of power.
Puissance.
It speaks of the power of the flesh.
Amen.
And the Bible says this horn must be bred, must be brazed, bent, must be broken. So it speaks of submission to Christ. My life must be submitted to
Christ.
Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
Amen. So the Bible says, it's not those who say, Lord, Lord, that will be saved, but those that do the will of God.
Bible atene, akara kita atene, Seigneur, Seigneur, ça a dit sauver bébé. Mais akara si à sa volonté dit Seigneur.
So, you must give yourself to do the will of God.
Molim bitimu teretimu bati sa volonté dit d'abord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Bible says that this altar, the height of the altar was 3 cubits. You see the 3 again. And we say the 3 also speaks of resurrection. And we also see 3 pillars here. We also see 3 pillars here. Amen.
Amen.
So, the message of resurrection is everywhere in the tabernacle.
Message resurrection. Si tu as demandé fini, message demandé fini, avec partout dans le tabernacle.
3 + 3 will give you 6.
Ou 3 + 3 égale 6.
And 6 is the number of man. Man was created on the 6th day.
The number 6 is the number of man. The
Amen. Amen.
L'homme a été créé au 6th jour.
So he's saying, this man that was created on the 6th day will be resurrected when he enters the kingdom of God.
Amen. Ti fadere.
Resurrection means something that has died but will be brought back to life. This soul that has been dwelling in darkness, there is hope for the soul. There is hope for my soul. When my soul receives the blood of Jesus Christ and comes to this altar, it will go from death to life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came to bring us the message of resurrection. In fact, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 11, he says, I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus said in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life.
So, resurrection is a person.
Resurrection is a person.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not an idea in your mind.
Ce n'est pas une idée dans la pensée.
It is an experience you
undergo.
Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection is a person.
Resurrection est Jésus.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection."
Jésus a dit que résurrection.
So if Jesus Christ comes into your heart,
si toi Jésus Christ a gratifié non?
Resurrection has come to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day when you receive Jesus, you receive more resurrection. In other words, every day is a day of resurrection for you. Hallelujah. At the end of this meeting, you will have resurrected.
Amen.
At the end of this meeting, more life will have come into you. Amen.
And
there will be more judgment for the darkness in your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, "I am the bread of God that came down from heaven into the world."
Amen.
If you eat of that bread, you will never die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? Jesus is the bread of life. When you eat of that bread, you will not die again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day you have more life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that is the promise as you come to this altar. It's an altar of life. It's the place where your soul changes. Remember, there is fire that comes from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. When they brought the animal, when they killed the animal, put it on that altar, fire came from heaven and burnt up. Hallelujah.
What
is he saying? Fire changes the nature of the offering. Amen. It burns up the flesh and changes the nature. Hallelujah. So this is the place where God will burn up the nature of sin and carnality.
Amen.
And then will give us the nature of life. Amen.
Amen.
We are also told that at this altar, there were four rings. Four. And inside the rings there was a rod. What would they do with the rod? So you have a ring and inside it you have a rod. What is it for?
Transport it.
To move it from one place to another. Amen.
Amen.
So it means that this experience in God is not the end, it's just the beginning of a journey.
Experience in the pastor at a Ndanila Pepe, Magagi, the beauty of Brazil.
And there was a ring. So there's a ring and then there is a rod or a staff. The rings speaks of marriage, love and marriage.
And also
and the staff means journey, energy for journey.
voyage.
What is the voyage for?
Voyage at this time.
What is the marriage for?
Marriage at this time.
Hallelujah. Remember, when darkness entered into the soul, when sin entered the soul, Adam sorting Garden of Eden. Adam was removed from the Garden of
Eden.
Amen.
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 Sin made Adam sorting out of God's Eden.
So for assassin, Adam a quitté Garden of Eden.
Hallelujah. Now, when the soul comes into the kingdom of God, it begins a journey. What is the destination of the voyage?
Where to go and do?
Who can tell us? What's the destination of this voyage? I've already told you.
Up to death.
No.
Okay. What? To become the Son of God.
Yes. After you become the Son of God, then what else?
Après qu'il est devenu enfant de Dieu, il est quoi encore? Devient quoi?
I've already said it. Adam sortit Garden of Eden. Adam journeyed back to Garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Adam is going back.
Adam,
you are going back. Hallelujah. So when you become, when you receive that blood of Jesus Christ, you begin a journey. Now in Egypt, there was one very special night in Egypt.
Very special night.
Yes, very one special night in Egypt. Something.
Many bishwak très special in Egypt for that day.
Amen. Who can tell us what happened that day?
Na biso ina passé.
In Egypt.
In Egypt.
One special day.
Maybe love for the be awful.
We have never forgotten that day. What happened that day? Who can tell us? Pourquoi? You don't know. What?
When they apply the blood on the
very
post,
good
the post of the doors.
Yes, and then what happened?
You're not passing. They kill everybody. The first body was killed.
And then what
only,
else?
Only the son of Israel remains.
And then what else? What happened? What happened that day? But see, on that night, he told them you must kill a lamb. One lamb for every family. And you take the blood and you put it at the door and at the post. Amen. And when the angel of death comes, says, when I see the blood, I will sortie, I will pass.
Niki ongi ongo.
Amen. And on that night,
Nabiso,
he said they will eat the Passover lamb.
Atene alakatande ngasambagaso.
And they will eat the Passover standing.
Alakatengasambagaso alutujuga gere.
And they will tie their you know they will get themselves.
Alakanga sentujin munatra biali.
Amen. They will put their shoes.
Ah, you poro bien.
They will have a staff on their hands.
Ala mu baton ta ki voyage bien.
And then they will eat the Passover lamb.
Ala ke te.
And you say they use bitter herbs, bitter herbs. And the bitter herbs speaks of repentance. Amen.
Amen.
So they have a staff in their hand. They have shoe on their legs. Where are they going to? Amen.
Amen.
They are going out of Egypt. They are going back to Eden. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Amen.
Amen. So you must know where you are going to as a believer. Some people think that to be a Christian means to dance in Dorombo. Hey, my God is good. That is.
Amen. Christian, you don't do that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get on shout.
Hey, my God is good. Every day, double, double.
Dombolo.
Bakusa. Dombolo.
Amen.
Amen. You have your staff in your hand. Amen.
Amen.
You are sorting darkness. You are sorting the world. Amen. You are sorting
Egypt.
Hallelujah. You are coming out. And you are going back to Zion. Hallelujah. You are going into act to the garden of Eden.
Hallelujah.
You are going to the mountain of God. In a high place in heaven. So your soul is going from the lowest place in hell and you are going to the highest place in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is taking you from the worst to the best. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you must get there. That means you must be prepared. With staff in your hand. Hallelujah. And there must be a ring in your heart.
A ring?
Yeah, God puts a ring in your heart. Love in your heart for God. Hallelujah.
I know.
There is a love in your heart for God. Amen. You don't love the world anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's why there's rain, because you are going to the place of marriage. This is the place of marriage. Amen. You are going to the holiest of all. That's where God is waiting for you. God says, I'm going to wait for you between the wings of the cherubim. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you are born again, if you say you are born again and you stop, what will happen to you? After some time, you will turn back and go back. So the Bible says we are not of them who draw back. But we are of those who press on to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, this is a summary of this experience at this golden, at this altar of brass.
So, at the resume, the explosive.
Now we'll talk about this second experience very quickly. This is the experience of the liver.
It's
a liver of brass.
Okay.
And we know the brass speaks of judgment. But this brass has water. It's made of water. What does the water mean? Amen. Who can tell us? What do you do with water?
To wash.
This is not. So it's for washing. So it's a place of consecration. It's a place of sanctification. And number three is a place of baptism. Amen. So the water is to wash and be clean. The water is to separate you. That is sanctification.
Amen.
Amen. So the Bible says that when we receive the word of God, it cleans and separates us for the use of God. Amen. Now, this place is also a grave. Yes. But this grave is made of water. Hallelujah. So, it's a place of burial. And what else?
Resurrection.
Like a plastic.
Hallelujah. So the baptism speaks of being immersed in the water, brought out of the water. It is not sprinkling with water.
Must
be buried in the water. Because the burial speaks of the death and burial of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It means you are taking part of that death and burial. Remember your staff. You are sorted from darkness and from Egypt and the world. Isn't
it?
So this is a ceremony to actually demonstrate it that you have buried Egypt and Egypt is now behind you.
So a ceremony, si baptême soit une cérémonie, c'est un mot Egypt bien now.
So you are saying, by this experience, I have put behind me the life of darkness, the life of the world. I am now resurrecting into newness of life in God.
Baptême soit une cérémonie, bien soit un mot Egypt bien now. Bah, vivre peut continuer.
So on that special night when they left Egypt, the Bible said there were many roads that God could have taken them through. There were many roads that would take them into the wilderness. But guess what happened? God brought them to the water. What do you think happened at the water? The water, sorted. Amen. Separated. Amen. They entered the water. So God baptized them in the water. Amen. It was a mass baptism. God said, I have buried Egypt inside this water. Amen. I have buried the life of ungodliness in this water. Amen. And as they passed the water, they were in the wilderness. Amen. They were out of Egypt. When the Egyptians came, God buried them inside the water. And they did not resurrect. Hallelujah. So, when you, after you are born again, you must come to the place of baptism. Baptism in water.
Baptism on Yangu.
That's the first one. There are three baptisms. The first one is baptism in water. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's another one. The baptism. Who can tell us? What's the second one? The baptism in water is for your body. Amen. What was the second baptism? On the day of Pentecost, what happened? Baptism of the Holy Ghost, isn't it? Amen. So, the second baptism is baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it was for their spirit. Amen. So, this one is for the body. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for the spirit. So it remains the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you must receive the baptism in water. And then your spirit must be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So, when the Spirit of God comes into your spirit, the Spirit of God will now come into your soul. Amen. And this is called the baptism of Christ. Amen. And it means Christ must come into your soul. So when you receive that baptism, you now enter into the holy place. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, you have your spouse. You are going back to Eden. Hallelujah. And when you go back to Eden, it's a place of marriage. The Bible says, at the midnight, a trumpet to be blown to say, behold, the bridegroom is coming. All the bride must enter. Hallelujah. Okay, so we'll summarize it now. So the summary is that your soul is on a journey. It's not Donobo or Makosa. You're on a marriage journey. Your soul is going to marry Christ. Before your soul can marry Christ, your soul must be saved. Your soul must be washed clean. In fact, God says, I will write my law in your heart. He says, I will anoint your heart with oil. I will decorate your soul. Because your soul is my bride.
Amen.
Have you seen any bride that is not decorated? Have you seen any bride that is not decorated? She doesn't have any jewel.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
So your soul must be made beautiful. Darkness must go.
Bingo.
Darkness must go.
Bingo.
The world must go. Egypt must go. Everything must go. Amen. And he must take on the nature of gold, the nature of God. He must even have fragrance. Hallelujah. We talked about it in the morning. Spices. Spice, aromatic. Aromatic.
Aromatic.
Sweet smelling savor. Amen. Your soul will be pleasurable to God. Amen. Just like Esther. You know Esther? Esther was prepared. Hallelujah. Before she can go and meet the king, she had to prepare. So that's why the Holy Ghost will lead your soul into this place of preparation. There's a place of preparation called Holy Place. And there is a table here called the table of showbread. Table of showbread. Amen. And then here you have a lampstand. There's a lamp with seven lamps burning. Amen. So, this is the place of the Spirit. Amen. So the chandelier and the table, they beautify your soul. Amen.
Chandelier sur la table, so agace ça peindre la bête.
They change the soul.
Alors changer un petit mot.
Amen. So your soul becomes like Christ. And when your soul has become like Christ, it will enter into the marriage chamber. Where the soul and Christ become one. Amen. And that is the place where Christ takes over your soul. Amen. Because when you receive Christ, the seed of Christ comes into you and begins to grow. And it wants to take over the whole place. Amen. Amen. So, in summary, God is giving you a very good inheritance. He has promised you life. He has promised you grace. Amen. He has promised you that you are going to be the bride of Christ. In fact, he has made a covenant of blood with you. Nobody can touch you. You belong to me. Amen. Hallelujah. And then God begins to move you from the lowest hell to the highest heaven. Amen. The Bible said that he has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Amen. Our treasure in God is beaucoup, too much. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I will stop at this point. I'll stop at this point. I don't know if there are any questions.
They can take me.
I know the time has gone. So. Any questions? Amen. I didn't want to clean it so that tomorrow when you come back, You can look at it. I know it looks very busy. Maybe tomorrow you can revise it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Let me remind them.
Yes.
Me rappeler. Aí só por estar só, a cada dia vejo da pa, passar um, a cada um dois, a cada três, a cada cinco, na vida a cada três, a cada, de cada três cada isso, a hotel, a chandelier, a tabernáculo, a vampoto, a bronze, a aro só por isso a cada dia nasce um, a cada dia. Amém.
Amém.
Beijo.